Hello, Kako. It is Paul Aha. November 7, 2019. And this is episode 29. We're going to call this one Too Blessed for Be Stressed. But last night was, oh my God. I almost deleted all my shit. I did. Really. Maybe you're going to think I'm being super, super dramatic about the whole situation, but holy fuck. I was like triggered. Oh my God. So I got a DM from an organization that invited me to be a part of a panel and to speak. And I'm like, what in the entire fuck? And they were going to like compensate me, pay for my flight back home, pay for my food, where I'm going to stay, have transportation. Everything would be figured out, like handled or whatever by them. And I like had a mental breakdown. Seriously, like I had a fucking anxiety attack or something. I was like shaking and like crying and like freaking out. I wanted to delete everything. I was like, bro, I just want to fucking disappear. And it's so easy, you know, just one click and it all could be fucking gone. And I would just go on hiatus from my personal account and just like kind of unplug for, I don't know, maybe the rest of the month, and then come back and I think the coast will be clear and people will forget who the fuck I am. And I mean, not that I am somebody, but they'll forget about that whole account. And while I was having this mental breakdown, which felt like it was lasting forever, but probably lasted for like 5 minutes, which is fucking long too, I remembered the card reading that I gave myself in the morning. Well, I just pull, you know, like every day I pull a card, and then I have a app called Day One, and I just type out my thing in there, and I take a picture of it. But I think it's fun to put it on my Instagram because sometimes other people can resonate with the message, you know, from the cards. So I didn't do that yesterday. I didn't put it on my Instagram. I just typed it into my my application. So I stopped crying and I was like, oh my God, I remember I pulled cards, something about this. So I went back and I read the message, part of it. I don't share the whole message on my Instagram, just part of it. And so I went back and I looked at the part that I was planning to share, the first paragraph. And it said, you might not be finding joy in the work that you are doing right now and feeling burned out. Remember that this is exactly what you wanted. You're stepping into alignment with your purpose and using all of your gifts. Take a break if you need it, but don't quit, aka don't delete your shit. And I was like, whoa, how crazy is that? That I just typed that this morning. And you know, I was super busy yesterday doing stuff. And so I, you know, kind of forgot about the message, you know, as I went about my daily shit. And then while I was having that fucking breakdown last night, it dawned on me that I think my reading is so relevant to this situation as well, because, you know, it's resonating for what was going on during the day, because I was kind of like, yeah, I enjoy what I do, but I was kind of feeling like stressed out because there was so much and there's one of me, you know, but this is what I wanted. This is what I asked for, right? From Akua, and I'm being given that. And I don't know. I have to remember that. So anyways, yeah, when I got my shit together, you know, said to myself, I'm like, okay, I can respond to these people now. So I wrote back and I was like, you know, I just want to mahalo you guys for reaching out to me and thinking of me, but I have to like politely decline because this is horrifying. This is so horrifying to me. You know, the thought of being, you know, in the spotlight is just, it's not my thing, you know. I mean, I didn't tell them that, but, you know, I was just like, just thinking in my head, like, this is not what I'm cut out for. You know, this is not something that I want to do. This is not something that I like to do. I like helping people, but I'd prefer to do it in some other way than, you know, being a speaker. That's a Kule thing. Yeah. You guys follow her. Kule is like, she is born to be the voice for the people. That's her fucking thing, man. the voice. She is the voice, yeah? And I'm more in the background. I'm the one that's fucking fanning her flames, hyping her ass up. Like, watch this video. Go check this out. Oh, you like me take pictures? Oh, you like me doing videographer shit and fucking editing video? Like, yeah, I can do all of that. But do I want to? Nope. Don't want to be in the spotlight. Hell no. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, by the way. I just, you know, just being honest here and raw and fucking real. And, but that's not my thing, okay? So, like, if you ever are, if you're a part of an organization or some kind of group and you want me to speak, don't ask me, please, to speak. I would love to be a part of it. However, in a different way, okay? Try to find something else because, yeah, no. At least right now, I'm not, that's not me, okay? It's not in my DNA to be a speaker. You want me to write an article? You want me to share something on my story? Like, I don't know, like something else, okay? But yeah, I was so freaked out by that. And just thinking back on how I felt last night kind of makes me freak out again, like right now. Like I'm going to relive it again or something. Oh my God. It was fucking horrifying. So when I started off this podcast and I said it was scary, I fucking literally mean that. It was so scary. Like I would rather, I don't know, I would rather give birth to all four of my kids in the same freaking day than be a speaker, like do public speaking, because oh my God, no, please no. Oh shit. Anyway, yeah, that's how we're starting off the podcast, drama. It is day one of the magic. I'm super, super stoked, and I hope that we get through the next 27 days. So today, we start off the day by counting our blessings, yeah? So this day starts off with a quote that I'm going to share with you guys. It's by Willie Nelson, and it says, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." So, my nose is itchy, sorry. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do today. Every single day, we are going to write a list of 10 things, 10 blessings that we have in our life that we are grateful for. And then we're going to write why we are grateful for each of those things. After that, we're going to go through the list of those 10 things, either out loud or in our mind. And we're going to read the sentence that we wrote. And then we're going to say mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Or thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever, 3 times, okay, after. And we're going to repeat that everything first thing in the morning. We're going to write down our 10 things, whether you're writing it in a book or if you're putting it in an app, you know, like a notepad or whatever. And make sure you read through it and really feel that gratitude. I think that is the hardest part for me for this exercise, is to really feel the gratitude, if that makes sense, instead of just reading it mindlessly. I don't know why that's so hard for me. So yeah, we're going to be doing that for the next 27 days. And then make sure you go check out the practice for tomorrow, because you're going to have to get something. I'm not going to tell you guys what. So yeah, that is today. So for me, I'm not going to share everything. If you guys want to see my list, you can go and look on my Instagram, because I will post it as a story on my feed. But my first one is, of course, my husband. I'm grateful for him because he works so hard to provide financially for our family so that we can live comfortably. And he really strives to make it so that I don't have to go and get a job. And that I can, you know, take care of other things, you know, that he isn't able to do because he is working. So it's kind of like a team effort, yeah. And so I'm really grateful for that, that he is that, you know, he is that person who shows up like that. So anyway, that's my number one for today. So if you're down, you know, share your list on, you know, your story or your Instagram. Make sure you tag me in it. You can tag either my personal account or Mother Earth. It doesn't matter. And let's get into this whole attitude of gratitude. Welcome to La Mahina Kind Things, and this is where we're going to talk about what's going on with the moon, okay? So today, the moon will be in the sign of Aquarius for most of the day. She will move into the sign of Pisces. So she goes Pauhana at about 3:51 p.m. till for about an hour, till like 4:58 p.m. This is Mountain Standard Time. And then she will move into the sign of Pisces. So Pisces, that's the fish. Be careful with your feet. That part of your body will be vulnerable today. So don't be getting like surgery on your feet. Don't walk too much if you don't have to. Wear really, really comfortable shoes if you're on your feet today. The Pisces energy is very intuitive, and you definitely want to pay attention to your dreams when the moon is in the sign of Pisces. And dreams on this particular day, which is a Umikumalua Okalamahina, represented by a Pu'uvai, it's going to show you how your spiritual and your material values are out of balance, if that makes sense, okay? And so pay attention to those dreams in order to bring balance to those components. Excuse me, my nose is itchy. What else? On this day, you want to be very giving, right? You want to come from the heart, because Pu'uvai, yeah. And you want to be compassionate, have humility. It's really good for praying. So you want to, you know, talk to Akua today and just share your gratitude, you know, for the things that Akua has provided in your life. It's really good for paying it forward, you know, helping others, making gifts, donating things that maybe you don't need anymore to, you know, maybe go to like a homeless shelter or like, what is it called? Where those abused women or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So donate today if can. Really good for cleansing the respiratory system, and you know, so the lungs, the heart area. Marriages on this day on a Umikumalua Okalamahina are really like, it's really auspicious to get married on a 12 lunar day. One thing you want to stay away from, what you want to refrain from doing, is feeling angry or hateful. You don't really want to cry on this day. You want to drink more natural juices or liquids and herbal teas. That's much better. When the moon is also in Pisces, I forgot to say this, it's good to eat carbs on that day. So, you know, if you can make a soup with like pasta in it or like rice or something, that'll be really good on this day. What else? Oh, and then as far as juices go, they say like not to drink apple juice. I don't really know why. That's something my grandmother used to say all the time. So, you know, drink whatever, just not apple juice. But when the moon is in Pisces, the other thing is too, everything that you consume, you're going to be a little bit more sensitive to. Like, it's going to have a stronger impact on you. So be careful when it comes to alcohol or caffeine or medication. You might end up watching TV and like just getting super, super emotional, because again, TV is something that you are consuming. Yeah. So just, you know, pay attention to that kind of stuff. As far as like love and like relationships, it's really good. It's a good day for relationships today. So again, it's like you're coming from the heart when you're dealing with people today. That's the goal, I guess you could say. If you end up getting into an argument with somebody, they're really going to take it to the heart. Yeah, is what is believed. So it's like they're going to remember what happened for a really long time. So try your best to just like not get into arguments with people. What else did I touch? Everything? I can't remember. Let's see. Oh, the house. Okay, so this is a time where you don't want to take care of household things. It doesn't matter if it's little or small. You don't want to, you only do what is absolutely necessary in the household, like washing dishes and cooking for people. But like, you know, don't be cleaning your bathroom. or doing laundry or vacuuming or fixing the roof or, you know, whatever, working on your extension to the house or something, cleaning your driveway, just sweeping them, or like raking the yard, mowing the lawn. You don't want to do any of that shit on this day. Yep, you can blame my podcast. So when your husband come home, he say, "What the hell you did today?" I'd be like, "Nothing in the house, brother." Anyway, so you can blame Kehal from Daily the Kind. But yeah, that is pretty much it for the Lamahina Kind things. I hope I'm not missing anything. I feel like I am. I know what it is. Your heart. Okay, so if you're doing like workouts and shit, be careful of the heart today. You don't want to strain that area, your chest, your heart area, on a 12 lunar day, because it's a Pu'uvai day. So I wouldn't do like no HIIT workouts and shit like that. Okay, now especially because your feet are gonna be vulnerable with the Pisces moon too. So honestly, make it a rest day. Just drink juices, drink your smoothie, you know, green smoothie. Don't eat anything that's too heavy too. Yeah. So that is what I got for you guys for Lamahina Kind Things. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And let's move on. It is day one of the magic. I'm super, super stoked, and I hope that we get through the next 27 days. So today we start off the day by counting our blessings. Yeah, so this day starts off with a quote that I'm going to share with you guys. It's by Willie Nelson, and it says, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." So my nose is itchy, sorry. So yeah, that's what we're going to do today. Every single day we are going to write a list of 10 things, 10 blessings that we have in our life that we are grateful for. And then we're going to write why we are grateful for each of those things. After that, we're going to go through the list of those 10 things, either out loud or in our mind. And we're going to read the sentence that we wrote. And then we're going to say mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Or thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever. 3 times, okay? After. And we're going to repeat that everything first thing in the morning. We're going to write down our 10 things, whether you're writing it in a book or if you're putting it in an app, you know, like a notepad or whatever. And make sure you read through it and really feel that gratitude. I think that is the hardest part for me for this exercise, is to really feel the gratitude, if that makes sense, instead of just reading it mindlessly. I don't know why that's so hard for me. So yeah, we're going to be doing that for the next 27 days. And then make sure you go check out the practice for tomorrow, because you're going to have to get something. I'm not going to tell you guys what. So yeah, that is today. So for me, I'm not going to share everything. If you guys want to see my list, you can go and look on my Instagram, because I will post it as a story on my feed. But my first one is, of course, my husband. I'm grateful for him because he works so hard to provide financially for our family so that we can live comfortably. And he really strives to make it so that I don't have to go and get a job, and that I can, you know, take care of other things, you know, that he isn't able to do because he is working. So it's kind of like a team effort. Yeah. And so I'm really grateful for that, that he is that, you know, he is that person who shows up like that. So anyway, that's my number one for today. So if you're down, you know, share your list on, you know, your story or your Instagram. Make sure you tag me in it. You can tag either my personal account or Mother Earth. It doesn't matter. And let's get into this whole attitude of gratitude. Welcome to Lamahina Kind Things, and this is where we're going to talk about what's going on with the moon, okay? So today, the moon will be in the sign of Aquarius for most of the day. She will move into the sign of Pisces. So she goes Pauhana at about 3:51 p.m. till for about an hour, till like 4:58 p.m. This is Mountain Standard Time. And then she will move into the sign of Pisces. So Pisces, that's the fish. Be careful with your feet. that part of your body will be vulnerable today. So don't be getting leg surgery on your feet. Don't walk too much if you don't have to. Wear really, really comfortable shoes if you're on your feet today. The Pisces energy is very intuitive, and you definitely want to pay attention to your dreams when the moon is in the sign of Pisces. And dreams on this particular day, which is a Umikumalua Okalamahina, represented by a Pu'uvai, it's going to show you how your spiritual and your material values are out of balance, if that makes sense, okay? And so pay attention to those dreams in order to bring balance to those components. Excuse me, my nose is itchy. What else? On this day, you want to be very giving, right? You want to come from the heart, because Pu'uvai, yeah. And you want to be compassionate, have humility. It's really good for praying. So you want to, you know, talk to Akua today and just share your gratitude, you know, for the things that Akua has provided in your life. It's really good for paying it forward, you know, helping others, making gifts, donating things that maybe you don't need anymore to, you know, maybe go to like a homeless shelter or like, what is it called? Where those abused women or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So donate today if can. Really good for cleansing the respiratory system, and, you know, so the lungs, the heart area. Marriages on this day on a Umikumalua Okalamahina are really it's really auspicious to get married on a 12 lunar day. One thing you want to stay away from, what you want to refrain from doing, is feeling angry or hateful. You don't really want to cry on this day. You want to drink more natural juices or liquids and herbal teas. That's much better. When the moon is also in Pisces, I forgot to say this, it's good to eat carbs on that day. So, you know, if you can make a soup with like pasta in it or like rice or something, that'll be really good on this day. What else? Oh, and then as far as juices go, they say like not to drink apple juice. I don't really know why. That's something my grandmother used to say all the time. So, you know, drink whatever, just not apple juice. But when the moon is in Pisces, the other thing is too, everything that you consume, you're going to be a little bit more sensitive to. Like, it's going to have a stronger impact on you. So be careful when it comes to alcohol or caffeine or medication. You might end up watching TV and like just getting super, super emotional, because again, TV is something that you are consuming. Yeah. So just, you know, pay attention to that kind of stuff. As far as like love and like relationships, it's really good. It's a good day for relationships today. So again, it's like you're coming from the heart when you're dealing with people today. That's the goal, I guess you could say. If you end up getting into an argument with somebody, they're really going to take it to the heart. Yeah, is what is believed. So it's like they're going to remember what happened for a really long time. So try your best to just like not get into arguments with people. What else did I touch? Everything? I can't remember. Let's see. Oh, the house. Okay, so this is a time where you don't want to take care of household things. It doesn't matter if it's little or small. You don't want to, you only do what is absolutely necessary in the household, like washing dishes and cooking for people. But like, you know, don't be cleaning your bathroom or doing laundry or vacuuming or fixing the roof or, you know, whatever, working on your extension to the house or something, cleaning your driveway, just sweeping them, or like raking the yard, mowing the lawn. You don't want to do any of that shit on this day. Yep, you can blame my podcast. So when your husband come home, he say, "What the hell you did today?" I'd be like, "Nothing in the house, brother." Anyway, so you can blame Kehal from Daily the Kind. But yeah, that is pretty much it for the Lamahina Kind things. I hope I'm not missing anything. I feel like I am. I know what it is. Your heart. Okay, so if you're doing like workouts and shit, be careful of the heart today.
You don't want to strain that area, your chest, your heart area, on a 12 lunar day, because it's a pu'uvai day. So I wouldn't do like no HIIT workouts and shit like that, okay? Now, especially because your feet are going to be vulnerable with the Pisces moon too. So honestly, make it a rest day. Rest day, just drink juices, drink your smoothie, you know, green smoothie. Don't eat anything that's too heavy too, yeah? So that is what I got for you guys for La Mahina Kind Things. Hope you guys enjoyed that, and let's move on. So I think we should start doing the mana'o for the daily, or for the episode again, because now we're not doing daily devotionals like how we used to. So I really feel like this is talking about acknowledging the good shit that you have in your life and appreciating those things, you know. So as far as like my talk story segment, it's like, you know, these are the things that I wanted and I have it now, and I feel stressed and I feel, you know, whatever, right? And I have to see the good in that, what's going on, right? With me. So how does that apply to you and your life, and how maybe you're not seeing the good that's going on in your life and focusing only on the negative? And I like, you know, what the magic was saying today too, right? The reason why we're going to do that every single day for the next 28 days, well, 27 days now, is because when you are focusing on gratitude, it brings you more abundance. Because why? Because you're focusing on the things that you have. That's the law of attraction. When you're focusing on the things that you have, you get more. When you're focusing on the things you lack, you get less, right? Because that's what you're focusing on. I hope that makes sense. Simple law of attraction stuffs. So I'm excited to do this. I feel like a lot of good shit's gonna come for a lot of us, especially because, you know, Jupiter is in Sag too. So here's to abundance for all of us, whether that be time, an abundance of money, an abundance of love, an abundance of whatever the fuck it is for you. So yeah, that's a wrap on this episode. Mahalo for listening. And don't forget, make sure you tag me in something if you're doing the magic with me, whether it be like a picture of the book, or like you know, your daily gratitude list, or whatever you are doing. I don't even care what it is. Just tag me so that I can share my story. Okay, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Mahalos. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends, which consists of family you hate, and people you don't really know from high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and NotSoChristianMoms.com.